Daniel is going to be sharing this morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Miss Camille, are you up there? Hey, girl, could you get a song ready for after? You're going to have to hear something. It's going to be beautiful. No pressure. It's the whole service rides on the song at the end, just saying. It's okay. Words are hard, aren't they? They're hard for me. Like, do you guys ever just have a hard time communicating something? Like, I don't know, you know, when I got married, that's like one of the things I figured out. It's like, I thought I really communicated well. I knew exactly what I was talking about. And then I figured out I didn't know. You know, like, communicating's tough. And, you know, we have all these wonderful acronyms now for helping us describe, right, how our brains work and how people develop. And, you know, there's like, now there's all kinds of different descriptions, right, of people that are on the spectrum and all these different ways, right, which is really good. It helps us, that's another communication tool, right? It helps us explain how something's happening on the inside. Well, here at Grace Fellowship, this is kind of fun to me. So most of you guys are here not because we have this phenomenal communication, explanation of like what we're all about, right? Like we just haven't done that really well over the years. Most of you guys are here, a lot of you guys probably are here because of some of our leadership, our real specifically, right, Pastor Allen's investment into this place. All the freedom prayer sessions and all this that turned into seed digging, all the countless hours, like, you know, I think he said last week, 40-ish decades of going hard after the Lord. And that once you have an encounter, once you see what God has inside of you, you're like kind of addicted to this place. Like you can't get away. And so we show up and we love people and we see change in our lives. And so this has been really kind of a fun journey. So Pastor Mohan, right, he is our wonderful friend from India that somehow keeps investing into us, right? So, you know, just to brag on who Pastor Mohan is, he's not a small deal. He's a huge deal in India, leading one movement's 80,000 churches, another movement, I forgot how many, it's like 120 or something. Like his direct church network, which he's responsible for, he's the pastor at, and he has direct pastors that he oversees in churches all across his state. And in India, right, a state is huge. Then the neighboring state. But then he has churches all across India of all different denominations that have all raised their hand and said, yep, we're going to fall under Pastor Mohan as their leader, right? So this guy, he has an escort, a driver, an entourage that goes with him everywhere he goes. He has people that wait, open doors, keep his schedule completely open. He is completely taken care of because every word and every moment he said matters in God's kingdom there. So 12 to 15 hours a day, he's either on the phone or meeting with people constantly. And then God sends this little man from India connected with Grace Fellowship's heart, and he's been coming here year after year after year. And about 3 years ago, he started like in the most gentle way possible. He said, hey, Grace, you guys probably need to get your vision down on paper. And we're like, okay. And then like he didn't let up. And then the next time he came, and then the next time he came, and then he just, as strong as Pastor Mohan gets, he just said it like super, super clear. And he said, guys, you need to get your vision down and you need to start talking about it. And people need to know what God has given you guys. You're like, oh, okay. So over the last like 4 or 5 months, we've been working on this deal. And honestly, up until this point, words have just been hard for us to clearly say this. So this might feel very familiar. We've just never been able to say it. And I know it's simplistic. Grace Fellowship exists to share the good news. Man, isn't that enough? Like the good news, the gospel, what the Lord did inside of us is worth sharing and it's worth experiencing. And that is one of the things that we have found that actually does this crazy hard thing and create real change. You know, I have lots of friends and in various states of have just met the Lord or just getting to know him or have been walking with him for decades, right? And there's something that's just always really bothered me about Christianity, if I'm just being completely honest, is I have lots of friends that I 100% believe I'm going to see in heaven. Like, they're going to be there with me. Like, there's no doubt the Lord's their king. But here's the real hard part that we don't say out loud all the time. I have lots of friends that, as far as their lives go, they have the same problems as my friends that don't know the Lord. Right? Like, they struggle. Their kids are a disaster. They have addictions. They run to their fixes to fix. They have pain and anxiety, and there's no peace. There's no, right? Like, and they love the Lord, and I know they're going to be in heaven. Like, they care, and God loves them desperately. But it's just always bothered me. I'm like, God, what are we missing? Like, what? How can someone fall in love with you, but, like, their results are the exact same? That's hard. That's even hard to say out loud. And you know what we found is that real change comes from when we connect with him, right? So that real change, that things that change my family, that's changed me on the inside, that thing that comes really comes out of the good news. You know, the scorecard system doesn't work, right? List of sins over here and the good things over here. And if you do less of these and more of these, you're good. Well, you know what the problem with that system is? We forgot something. It doesn't have anything to do with the good news in the Lord. See, the problem with that is it's self-effort. And if I do something with just me and leave him out of it, that doesn't work. So is sin good? Nah, not really, right? Like, okay, we get it. It's not good stuff. But sin's really not the problem. Sin's just a fruit, right? Sin's the results of what's inside. Okay? So that's why Grace Fellowship is here. Because we believe whether you've been a Christian for 2 minutes or you've been a Christian your entire life, since as far back as you can remember, that when you connect with the Lord, when you have experienced good news inside, that all the rest of the stuff, the rules, the regulations, all that stuff, it just doesn't matter anymore because it's about him. So what does that mean? Yeah, it probably means I have less of the sin stuff. But that's not the motivation. I just am more about him, and I don't have the same struggles. I get healed from pain, the depression, anxiety. The sin stuff just kind of goes away. Does it mean sin-free on this side of the fence? No, I mess up. I have a bad day. But every time I experience something that has bad fruit or bad results, right, as we say it around here, that gives me an opportunity to go right back to him. Okay? So, you know, Pastor Allen's been sharing defining good news for the last couple of weeks. I'm going to try to bring home a little bit why we as an organization, as a church, we've decided to stand behind this statement. Grace Fellowship exists to share the good news. Last week, the last 40 years, right? Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, right? New Living Translation, some of the translation, gospel. What's the gospel? It's the good news. For I'm not ashamed of the good news because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. What a statement. It didn't clarify what you did or didn't do, what you think, what race you're from, who your family is. It said everyone who believes gets to experience that. That's wild to me. We could stop right here, honestly. So that's why we're trying so hard. And this is so different than the way I naturally think. It's even different than how our society's structured and like all this stuff, you know? I'll just say this real quick. See, our society runs on a set of rules and regulations, right? So we know how fast to drive, when to turn. Signals, turn signals, Arkansas. Turn signals. Just use them. They're wonderful, right? All this stuff's really cool. So we live in this society with rules, and over the course of like America, like we've been doing this, we're a pretty young country, but this has kind of started to ingrain in our generations that there's something that is almost just common now. And it says, if what you're doing isn't affecting me, then it's okay, right? So you do what you want to do, but as long as I get to do what I get to do, and if it's not against one of our rules, that's okay. And have you guys seen that work very well with people? See, because I have friends that I care a whole lot about that really believe that statement, that they can do what they would like to do, that that's a good thing, that they get to make those decisions. They get to whatever thought they have for the day, that's what they get to do with their evening. They watch what they want to watch. They use what they want to use. They drink when they're sad, or they drink when they're celebrating, or they just drink eventually. Right? Like, I have friends in that spot. And I just want to scream this from the rooftops so they get to know. Because the power of God brings salvation to everyone who believes. Okay, so here's what we want to do. We had this thought, the pastors with Pastor Mohan, I'm trying to bring this together, is so we have this vision we're going for to share the good news. Now what? Right? Like, what do you do with that? A lot of us have done it internally, sea digging, all kinds of stuff, right? This is really what I think God wants us to do. And Grace is going to go hard after this next year. You're probably going to get tired of hearing about it, but we're going to keep talking about it. Every month we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be highlighting this. You're going to start hearing this language from your small group leaders, from us. Heck, we're even doing it in Prayground. We really believe that every one of us has someone in their life that needs to know the good news. And I, as soon as I started praying, like my list got bigger than one really quickly. But this is what I really think God is bringing to Grace. And we desperately need your guys' help to help with this. Here's what I think God's going to do. I want you to start praying for your one family, your one friend, your one neighbor, your one kid. whatever it is, I really think that God is going to inspire something inside of you that someone's name or family's name or the whatever flavor of this, however it turns out, is going to come to mind. And here's what I want you to start doing. I want you to start connecting with the Lord about that person or that family. And I mean pray. Any time I stop and I ask God's thoughts about his kids, I could go for hours, right? He is so in love with his kids down here. And if we ask the Lord to give us his thoughts about that person, you might as well clear your schedule, because he will download thoughts and inspiration, and all of a sudden you can't get away from it. You're going to start turning into that kind of Dana Wessel where you're going to be through going through Walmart and like, yep, that's for her, and throw it in the basket, right? You know, like that's what I'm expecting. Like, I think if you will go in and really start praying consistently, as much as you feel led to, I'm going to try doing it once a day. I'm just going to say, God, even if it's 30 seconds, yep, I'm going to stop and pray blessings and encouragement and those specific things that I know about that person, right? Because it's someone in my life, someone I'm around. I want you to start praying for the one that needs to know the good news, okay? Then, kind of next step, we're going to start loving your one, whatever that means. Families that might mean having over that family. And I know it's tough to have people over. You got to clean the toilet. You got to get groceries. You got to figure out what they're allergic to. You got to make sure everything's together, right? Like, it's a little bit of a hassle to host, but there might not be a better way to just to show God's love for a family. Hey, you're welcome here. You're accepted, and we want you here. And you have my full attention for the next however many hours. Some of the dads out there, I think you're doing some manual labor. Sorry. Like, I think some of the ways that you're going to be able to love your one is to help them with their stuff, whatever their stuff is. Things break, things need move, leaves need mulched, gutters need cleaned out, right? I think that's some of the ways we're going to love. I think it's going to take straight up money. I think some of the people we're going to love has some financial needs, something that you could help cover and bless. I think God is going to inspire you to love them well. And you know when you're loved, right? Like, have you ever, you know, some of our families like spread around the country and even internationally, right? We don't get to see them very often. But even though I don't like have a direct connection with a lot of them, if I'm in the same room with them, no question they love me. Like, right? Have you ever like experienced that to where you're just like, yeah, I see that guy about once every 5 or 6 years. But that doesn't matter because they're instantly like, you can just tell. It's like, yeah, we're family and I love you. And even though it's kind of weird. But like, you know, okay. I want our one to feel the love of God. And I think that will, those ideas and inspirations will come directly from you spending time with the Lord. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be simple as a smile. It could be a text message. It could be a phone call. It could be them knowing, remembering, paying attention, right? Okay. Then invite. You know, at this point, our entire economy is almost based on invite. We use another word sometimes, advertising, right? We want to grab somebody's attention and sell them stuff, right? Like, we've got that down. I don't know if y'all have noticed, you know, the ads. They're everywhere now. Customized to me. It's amazing. And it's almost gotten to the point we forgot something that God has given us. And this is powerful. Can I tell you, this doesn't happen very often in my life, where somebody comes up to me and actually invites me to something, like looks me in the eye and says, Daniel, you're important, and I would love it if you came, right? Like, that just doesn't happen. here's what I think that is going to happen. As we're praying for our one, as we're loving our one, you're going to have the opportunity to invite your one right here. Because I know every time I can get a friend here in this building, you guys do amazing, amazing things. You guys love them. You have words for them. You care about them. You check up on them. You do all kinds of stuff so well. And people grow and experience and do just really amazing things every single time that I get somebody here. I trust y'all. You love them, encourage them, and send them right back to the Lord for every question, everything they need, and believe the best in people. That's pretty unique. So here at Grace, we're going to start doing something that is a little bit different than what we have been doing. So we've been doing picnics and outreaches and different things over the years, and some of you guys are even here because of those events. But we were just brainstorming and praying, and I think this is where we're going to start. We're going to give this a shot. So February 15th is going to be our first event. And really what it's going to be about is, and I'm really excited about this, we're going to have a Sunday morning completely focused on making it as easy as possible for you guys to invite your one to church. And because I know if we can just get them here in the building, God's going to do some really just incredible things inside of them. They're going to feel God's presence. They're going to get a word. I don't even know what's going to happen. I just know it happens every single time. So on February 15th, we're going to do something pretty neat. We're going to have an incredible worship set. And we're going to be able to do something that I can't wait, but I need everyone's help to do it. So we're going to have worship songs, and then in between songs, we're going to do cardboard testimonies. I don't know if y'all have ever seen that before, but basically what you do is you have a piece of cardboard, really simple, and you write a few words on one side, and it describes something before change, right? I was sad, and then you flip the card over, and then once you experience the good news, what happens? Well, I'm not sad anymore. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I'm fulfilled, right? So what I'm really hoping happens is we're going to have lots and lots, I'm hoping, of volunteers that can stand up and say, yeah, God did something inside of me, and I'm changed. And what I'm hoping is, like, this really cool stage that we have, if you could just like imagine for me just a second, right, that our worship team and a really good drummer is doing some cool stuff, right, and God's presence is just here, and then kind of the songs kind of fade down, and then we're going to have a few different groups go up across the stage, and they're going to come across, and you don't have to talk, you're not going to be, you know, just, it's going to be simple, but it's powerful. And you're going to come across, you're going to hold your cardboard, and then you're going to turn it around. And we as a family get to experience and see that. And I'm hoping also our friends that we're going to invite that Sunday get to see visually and on our face and feel God's presence, that change. And then we're going to do a few different, and then they'll go down, that group will go down. And then the worship team's going to come out or keep playing, and we're just going to flow in between songs and these testimonies. And I think it's going to be a super powerful service to point towards the King, to thank him, to be grateful for him, to show off a little bit. Man, I'm changed. I'm not the same. And I think God is going to do some really phenomenal things on the 15th. I know for some of us, even like standing up here is a little bit nerve-wracking, but your family's going to be here with you. And we want to celebrate you. We want to stand and worship our King and look at you and say, oh yeah, he changed, she changed. That's true. God is good. The good news matters. okay? So that's going to be on the 15th. So you've got a few weeks to kind of, you know, think about it. Our small group leaders are going to be helping you, encouraging you, asking you if you'd be willing to do that. I would love the problem to where just everyone that's in the room today would be cardboard testimonying it with us, right? But what we want to happen is that day that we invite all our friends to on the 15th, February, right, next month. What I'm hoping happens during that day is that that is the start of them starting to connect with the Lord and them believing that the good news exists and can change their lives. So we're going to, like on the hospitality front, we're going to do something super simple. We're going to have just hot dogs and like stuff that's like really quick to grab. And really the main purpose of that is we're just going to hang out with our friends that we invite as long as they want to stay. So really simple, like we're just the tables in the back, grab and go. And you guys that are already committed and part of Grace, how I need help that day is just be open, clear your afternoon, and sit and smile and love on whoever's here that day. 5 minutes, and they want to walk out, that's okay. If they want to be here half the afternoon, even better. We're just going to be available to hopefully be one of the times that they're going to look back on and say, yeah, that was the start of me discovering what the good news is about. Okay? So we're going to be doing this about every three-ish months. We've already kind of got the dates set. We'll be adding those to the church calendar. It won't be a surprise. But about every 3 months, we're hoping this cycle hits to where it gives us an opportunity to pray for our one, to start loving our one, and then we have a Sunday focus just on them to make it as easy as possible for y'all to invite them. And I think it's going to be a good year. We're going to be talking about this a lot. Your small groups are going to be talking about this. I think every small group's going to have their own flavor of this to help incorporate. But guys, I honestly, I'm really excited about sharing the good news with my friends and my family because I want to see them not just exist. I want to see them have real change inside and not have to struggle and question and worry and lose sleep and all those things and have kids that are not hardly functional, to be honest, right? They throw fits and they do what they want to do and right? Like, it's just hard to be around them. And I know that's not what God designed. So be brave, consider, think about helping us with this journey. I know you guys. I think the very second y'all take to ask the Lord who your one is going to be, you're going to get an idea. And as soon as you get that, I think you're going to have some really creative things to do with them to show them how much you love them and love them well, right? There's so much artificial in our world. There's so much synthesized fun. There's so much just stuff that isn't authentic. It's wild to me how many companies are focusing on that now. Like the place in Cabot, and I'm sure they're a wonderful company, but there's an entire company that sells soap, y'all. Soap. Authentic soap. Miss Marceline could tell you it's like lard mixed with scented stuff. Like, that's what soap is. Authentic soap. Okay? That's crazy to me. And I'm sure they're wonderful, and Lordy knows we need soap. I just know that there is something inside of us, and I think it's straight from the Lord, that's looking for authentic, real, without effort. And that's exactly what the good news is about. It really changes. It really works. You don't have to try harder. You don't have to do the list thing. You don't have to go to bed at night and say, yep, I sinned 14 times, but I only did 2 good things. Today was a bad day. And I know, like, labeling that sounds extreme, but guys, that's how most of my friends live. The way traffic is in the morning determines whether or not I have a good day. Did the fast food place get my order right determines whether I'm going to be happy or sad during the next 20 minutes while I'm eating it. Did it rain or should it have snowed? Or we start talking about the weather and it's like, and that determines people's happiness? Then we go into other stuff like that. We've, as a society, really gone after like money and prestige and people, right? I mean, I know you guys get it. Okay, Miss Camille, you're so cute, girl. You're doing good up there. Can you start playing the perfect song? It's going to be good. Could y'all stand up for me? I want to do something, and I hope this is okay. I know we're like right on the edge of time, but this was a lot to get through. So when we do the testimonies here on the 15th, there won't be any talking or anything like that. It'll just be worship music. But I thought for today, I could be a little bit brave myself, and hope you guys are okay with that. See, because I struggled with something that was really hard for me. So my testimony is I really felt like I wasn't enough. And I don't know if you've ever felt that way, but I did. When I figured out that I was brown instead of white, just to be honest, there was a day when I grew up and I actually figured that out. You know how I figured it out is people started treating me different based on what color I was. Then I figured out something else. I figured out I didn't have a lot of money. And I didn't have the right education or the opportunities. I really felt like I wasn't enough, which is really hard. And then one day, God did something that was pretty cool. Is I learned that He intentionally loved me. And that changed everything for me. You see, the Lord did something inside of me, and He let me know I was created for a purpose. I was chosen, and I'm enough. Because of Him. You see, the good news is deeply personal for me. On the inside, and at the same time, it's deeply needed with all my friends. So, I want to pray, and I hope today is the start of you deciding to take this journey with me. So God, I am so grateful that I am enough because of You. You have touched the deepest parts of my life on the inside,
and I am not the same. God, I pray for all my friends, all the parents and grandparents in the room, everyone here today, Lord, I want them to experience the good news just like I did. Okay, amen. So guys, if you will, mark on your calendar the 15th. If you can arrange your schedules, we want you there. And come on, let's do it together. Let's start praying for our one. Let's start loving them, and let's invite them. And if you will, if you're super brave, let's start letting your friends know. And would you consider doing a cardboard testimony with me on the 15th? Okay. I think we're going to pray. We'll have a prayer teams. Yeah, we'll have some prayer teams. So if this was a little emotional for you, or like you just kind of got that gut feeling going on, you know, Jen kind of had a word during worship that she felt like this has been a little bit hard for a few people. Man, we got some good news for you. It'd be a good day to experience him. So I'm just going to pray and release. So God, we just thank you for today. We just pray blessings over all my friends, God. And we just look to you, Lord, and thank you for what you've done. Amen. Thank you, guys.